Hello, welcome to the Drivecast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Grateful to have you with us today. This past Sunday in Westerville, we shared a passage from Matthew chapter 14, and we talked about how to find hope in the midst of a storm. The context of the passage is Jesus has just been teaching on the side of the, around the land right next to the side of the Sea of Galilee, and there was a huge crowd of people. It was getting late, and they needed to eat something. And so he told the disciples to feed them, and all they had was a 5 loaves and 2 fish, and Jesus performed the miracle and fed 5,000 people. So that night, as it was getting later, he sent the disciples across the Sea of Galilee, and he went up to pray. So the disciples have been, they've just come off this incredibly high, this momentum that their movement is gaining. 5,000 people show up. Jesus does this incredibly miraculous thing, and then he sends them across the sea. Well, it doesn't take long. They get out into the sea, and as they're rowing across, they get caught into a storm, and the storm comes to the point where, they're struggling, and they're rowing and rowing and rowing. And on the Sea of Galilee, it was about 8 miles across. It was 13 miles from north to south. So as they're going across, this isn't just a quick little, rowboat, right? This is a fishing boat, and they're trying to get across. And if a storm comes, because of the mountainous terrain around them, the winds can come up and really whip on that area. These waves can come up, 6, 8 feet, even more, depending on the storm. And so here they are. They're struggling. Jesus sent them that direction. And it brings up the question, why would Jesus send them into an area if they were going to be sent straight into a storm? But the most famous part of the passage is, it starts here. It says, in the fourth watch of the night, this is verse 25 in chapter 14, he came to them walking on the sea, but disciples saw him walking on the sea, and they were terrified and said, it's a ghost. And they cried out and spoke to him. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. And Peter answered him, saying, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And he said, come. So Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and he began to sink, and he cried out, Lord, save me. But Jesus immediately reached out his hand, took hold of him, saying to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? The passage is a familiar one to most of us, but I want you to think about the reality of being there in that boat that night, and you've been rowing for hours. This isn't just, a quick little 30-minute storm that popped up while you're driving on the freeway, which can be terrifying, right, if it's a really bad storm. But this is your rowing for your life. Jesus is walking to them on the water, and they look over and they don't recognize who he is, and they're terrified. He tells them, hey, don't be afraid, it's me. But they don't even recognize his voice. They're so terrified they don't recognize his voice. Peter, for just a minute, he puts away his fear and says, well, if it's really you, then tell me to come to you and I'll come to you. That's it. That shows incredible faith, right? He gets out on the water. He's actually walking on water. He sees the wind coming, probably a wave, and he freaks out and he's sinking again, right? This is the thing. We're all going to have storms in our life. We're all going to have moments when we are out of control, whether it's finances, it's family, whether it is a health diagnosis, whatever the situation is, the reality is we're going to be out of control at some point. And we're either going to lean in and focus on Jesus, or we're going to allow fear to cloud everything that we see. The disciples didn't recognize Jesus because they were afraid. When Peter was there, he lost his focus on Jesus because he was afraid. Fear is a real thing. Fear is physical. It's not just mental. It's a real thing. And I think what Jesus is saying is, in the midst of the storm, I want you to focus on me. Do you know what happened? Peter grabs Jesus' hand. They get up into the boat. They get into the boat, and the winds die down completely. And they worship Jesus. I think the same reality is for you and I, that when Jesus reveals himself to us, we worship him. When we see him for who he is. And the reality is, and unfortunate as this may be, a lot of us won't focus on who he is until we're in a storm. I wish that weren't true. But haven't you found that to be true in your life? That when you're at a point where you can't control the circumstances, aren't you more likely to lean into Christ, to lean into who he is and ask him for help, ask him to reveal himself? That's the reality for us. Lord, I just pray that you help us to have a faith that is deep and rich in you. Help us in the midst of the storm to focus on you. Lord, I pray that fear, as much as it comes to us, Lord, it wouldn't hinder us from focusing directly and recognizing your work amidst all around us, even in the midst of the storm. Lord, teach us to hope in you. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Just take a second. If you're in the midst of a storm, lean into Christ and just tell him that in prayer, that you're leaning into him to focus on him. Thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast. Until next time, God bless.